Good morning, and the Lord be with you. Today, we move to day three of our 7 days of praying with the Psalms. And today's prayer is with Psalm 42. It's a psalm that's well known and loved by many. It begins with the familiar verse about a deer that is thirsty. And it shows a metaphor for how the soul can be in longing for the nearness and closeness of God. But it might be perhaps best understood for its merit as a prayer in verse 7, where it says, "Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls." This is a prayer that's prayed when all the waves and breakers have overcome someone and they're overwhelmed. But then it moves into praying for an awareness of God's love. So I'll pray this prayer, again, personalizing it, adding words as I go, just to show us how we can pray with the Psalms, making them our own. And then I'll pray the prayer inspired by Psalm 42, Seized by Longing. That's in the book Sheltering Mercy on page 131. Together, let's pray the psalm. As the deer pants for streams of water, O Lord, so my soul pants, longs for you. My soul thirsts for you. You're the living God. I'm asking in my spirit when I can meet with you, where I can go to meet with you. It feels as though my tears have been my food day and night, while those around me say, I hear them in my ears, where is your God? These are the things I remember as I pour out my soul to you. How I used to go with the multitude, with your people, leading the procession of worship to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. But as for me now, I ask, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for you will yet praise him, your Savior and your God. My soul, O Lord, is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you. From the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar, deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. But I remember this. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, your song is with me. It's a prayer to the God of my life. And I say to you, my God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by my enemies, my bones suffering mortal agony, as foes taunt me within and without? As they say to me all day long, where is your God? But I say to my spirit before you today, O Lord, why are you downcast? O my soul, why so disturbed within me? You, put your hope in God. For Lord, I will yet praise you. You are my Savior, and you are my God. Seized by longing. Father God, there is a hunger only you can satisfy, a thirst only you can quench, a yearning unfulfilled until you meet it. I have known the comfort of your hand upon me, the fellowship of your presence with me. But now there is only silence. A void where your spirit once was pleased to dwell. I close my eyes and I'm standing at the river's edge. I turn and see a deer crouched over the current, tongue lapping at the water, slaking its thirst. Seized by longing, I kneel to drink, and the dream ends. How long will this longing last? How deep is the darkness that binds me? I have wept and pleaded, suffering this soul sickness. The absence of a God, some say, was never there to begin with. But I know better. There were days when you were close enough to touch, when I stood on the mountains and I looked into the face of God. I have met you in the gathering of the saints, in bread and wine, in song and celebration. Meet me again, Lord. May the peace of God guard my heart and mind, bringing rest to unrest, consolation to desolation. As I cling to his promises, as sure of their coming as the rising of the sun. All about me is darkness. I see no end to this struggle, but I know that the dark is light to you. Depth is height to you. Have you ever truly left me, Lord? Could you? You who fill all things? I seek solace in peaceful waters, but the ripple becomes a current, becomes a raging sea. I am lost in the swells. Are you not here as well, Lord? You who brooded over the waters, all creation testifies to your kindness, waning moons and rising suns, daily resurrection. Even in despair, I remember and proclaim, this darkness will not win. All nights end. Why do you hide yourself? Do you hide that I would seek? Withdraw that I would follow? Is there logic to this longing, purpose to this pain? I am haunted by devils, a chorus of crooked voices. Lost, they call me. Never saved, never loved, never comforted. May the peace of God guard my heart and mind, bringing rest to unrest, consolation to desolation, as I cling to his promises, as sure of their coming as the rising of the sun. In Jesus' living name.